This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, as always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Auville. And joining us right now is Odyssey NBA insider Jimmy Patsos. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. What's up, Jimmy?
What's going on, fellas? How are we doing? All right. Sorry, no Jason, huh? Happy graduation to his daughter.
There you go. That's correct.
He's all good.
I want to go back to kind of like some coaching decisions from a few games ago. So if you're coaching against KD and he's lighting you up like he did in game five, what do you do as a coach? Can you do anything? They didn't, you know, some of the controversy is that Giannis doesn't say, hey, let me take a shot at KD. What do you do?
Look, the Wizards played the Warriors this year. You know, I know I've double-teamed guys. I've got the ball out of guys' hands. I'm a little sometimes outside the box.
Right.
So, hey, this is how it goes. You know, it's Friday morning. Wait till after my golf game today. I'll really get outside the box. No, I'm just kidding. You know, look, sometimes you got to do whatever it takes, whether it's running and jumping or double-teaming them. And the Warriors did a great job of, like, after a while, Steph just got used to the double teams. They gave it to Green at the foul line. And that's how they handled it, because Steph was the most, you know, double-teamed guy this year because he was limited in his, you know, firepower around him, let's say. So you got to do something with Durant. You know, you can't just let him, in other words, you can't just let him have his own rhythm. Now, the shot he hit with 1 second of the shot clock was just crazy.
Right.
But he was in rhythm. He was going to his right and pulling up. You know, I mean, that's how it's going to go. The guy's going to make that shot, you know, 50% of the time when he's scoring 50 and having a triple-double. The other thing he could have done, I liked putting Giannis on him. Why not? You know, he was a defensive player of the year a couple of years ago, reigning MVP from 2 years ago. Why not? You know, why not put Giannis on him and say, take the challenge?
I think they're really afraid of foul trouble.
No, I mean, I know that. We know that. And everybody got in foul trouble who's near him. Although the refs might not call as many fouls as Giannis as they do, let's say, on you know, PJ, on Tucker, you know? So you have to try everything. But they adjusted last night. I actually thought the Nets might go in there and sneak one out. Nash played only six guys. He went for the win. Now he got a great game seven coming up. And we'll see what can happen. Middleton woke up. You know, Middleton had some turnovers down the stretch I didn't like for the Bucks in game five when they lost. And I'm a big Harden guy, but he's on one leg. And I mean, I really love James Harden. He answers questions in the locker room. He is not a load management guy. Already takes a lot of shots, but he's really good. I've watched him, you know, for a lot of years get really good. He's a competitor. So we'll see what happens. But I'm putting Giannis on him in game seven if he gets going the way he did in game five.
You know, I was telling JP, I watched the golf last night, didn't watch the hoops, but I was reading a New York Post article this morning. I think it was Ian O'Connor wrote the article. And he,
my favorite. Oh, he came over from the Times. I really like him. He's been a good adjustment, Ian O'Connor. I like him.
You actually do? So Ian,
I read the New York Post every day, like the actual Post. I go get it. I was in L.A. and found it. It took me a while, but I found it at this little kosher newsstand.
Nice.
I'll go find the New York Post, yes.
Nice. So I like it, too, but I've adjusted. It took me a while to get away from the paper, you know, but I read it online. But Ian was saying he was giving KD a hard time, and I looked at the box and went, well, KD had 32-11. You know, what's the problem? But he's claiming that KD gets a pass for it because of what he did in Game 5, but that he was just way too passive and that he has to take over.
By the way, I disagreed with that whole premise. He took 30 shots last night. That's not passive.
Well, but KD says it. KD said it after the game. He said, when I have a game like where I have like 49, I'm not trying to duplicate it the next game. I let the game come to me, which is sound basketball. I get it. Where do you stand on that, though, Coach? Do you want KD to just – I mean, listen – they have three superstars, but right now they have one and a half. So I think KD might have to put his cape on and go nutty like the 49-point game.
Dave, don't forget our friend Jeff Green. Love Jeff Green. Love, mm-hmm. Northwestern high school kid. You guys, hey, you're Blair kids. You're Roosevelt kids. You're Roosevelt Bowie. I mean, I know you guys grew up around the area. Mm-hmm. Jeff Green's one of ours. And he did great for the Wizards. He's not going to have seven threes every game. Don't forget, Jeff Green was as important a player in Game 7 of the Cavs beating Boston, in Boston, besides LeBron James. So Jeff Green's done it before, but Joe Harris is the guy, Virginia grad Joe Harris, that has to step up. Shamit's okay, Bruce Brown, and they got Chris Chioza playing. He was on the Wizards like G League team, so they don't have much of a lineup. They're going to have Durant shoot a ton, but Jeff Green had seven threes. I mean, that was remarkable in and of itself. Forget about Kevin Durant playing as great as he did. Can Griffin do it? It's going to have to be Joe Harris. Harden could do it, but on one leg. And, Drew Holiday is a tough guy. He's not just going to let Harden have his own way. He's fought him for 10 years in the league. He knows how he was in L.A., fighting him. Because don't forget, everybody forgets James Harden's AAU coach was Jim Harrick from UCLA before he went to Arizona State. I know, it's actually really where I first heard of him. Harris said, we got this guy, man. You got to see this guy left-handed. And it was James Harden. And he went to Arizona State. And look, this is a guy that could do something crazy in one game. Now, can he do it forever for the next 2 weeks? But I'm a big Harden guy. But to answer your question simply, so of course, Durant can do whatever he wants. He's got to take 40 shots. But the Bucks, whether it's P.J. Tucker, Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, someone besides Giannis is going to have to step up in this Game 7. Connaughton and Bryn Forbes are pretty good, but it's going to be their five against our five. And I'll tell you who's not really played well to me is Brook Lopez, because I love his brother. I thought Robin Lopez was outstanding for the Wizards. He played in the paint.
He was really good minutes. This season, yeah.
Really good, yeah. And a really good guy and a good teammate.
Have you enjoyed covering the NBA? Because you were a college coach. And, obviously assistant coach and a head coach in college. I just kind of assumed you're a college guy, right? But now, of course, you cover the Wizards. You're an NBA insider for Odyssey. Have you enjoyed covering the NBA?
Yeah, I bring like a different slant in terms of I know where all the kids went to high school. Like the Wizards coaching shirts, someone says Wes Unseld Jr. And I'm like, oh, he went to, John Hopkins. Or they say David Vanderpool. And I'm like, oh, he went to Blair and St. Bonnie's. It's just kind of Chris Miller busts me all the time. I love Chris Miller. And he's really taught me a lot. Thank God for Chris Miller. But me, Jason Smith, I was at Colorado State. They're an Under Armour school. I was on the road, and I went to Utah and Colorado State. Becky Hammond, Colorado State, Jason. So, in other words, I bring back, where guys went to school. Like Connaughton, the first thing I think is could have played baseball for the Orioles, Notre Dame. So, that's where you first – but you get out of that mindset. You start watching their pro games. Look, the pro basketball, okay – there's times in January and February where maybe it's not what you think it's supposed to be. We all know what we're talking about here, but the fourth quarter lights up. But the playoffs are great. The coaching's great. I love watching Beal. He's fantastic. But I got to admit, covering Westbrook, the triple-double thing, how hard he played, they're 17-30, they're out of it. Hey, they were 3-12. I did a game. They got killed by the Atlanta Hawks at home. I said, this is not going to be a good year. You got to keep the faith, but you got to be healthy. The NBA being healthy, that's why I'm a little disappointed in the Sixers. And I'm not a big Ben Simmons guy. He didn't win at LSU. Gary Williams I talk to a lot. It's still basketball. But like Ben Simmons, you can't have a guy out there who can't make free throws. You can't have a guy running your team that doesn't put in extra work. Now, Doc Rivers has done a fantastic job. Curry's good. I don't know what happened to Tobias Harris. But, like, you start to watch these guys and realize how good they are, how tall they are. But what feels done scoring, but getting, you know, basically double teams. But Westbrook was my highlight of 3 years. You know, having Westbrook get the triple-double, watch how hard he played, willed his team to the playoffs. You know, they beat – okay, they lose to the Celtics by – they put awful up there. I like with the NBA how guys come back. You know, okay, they lost terrible at the Boston. You know, Tatum had 50, blah, blah, blah. Well, they came back and gave it pretty good to the Pacers.
Right.
Sabonis is a good player. Like, that was impressive. Tommy Shepard has a great culture going. They have nice guys. I don't mean that in a cynical way. They have a very good group of guys that are, like, really good locker room guys. I'm a big Ish Smith guy, you know, stuff like that. Does Rui have to get a little more emotional? Sure. Does Bertans have to do something besides shoot stand till three? Sure. They get Thomas Bryant back. We can get better. But Ish Smith, what they were doing off the bench unit, like I said, with Robin Lopez and picking up Gafford, I've learned a lot.
I think your answer was yes to the question. I appreciate it. Hey,
yes.
I want to cut you off real quick because I want to see if Coach Jimmy Patsos likes the two plays we have on tonight's game.
Okay. Yeah.
We do a big Junkies weekend parlay every week.
Sure.
And we've yet to hit it. Usually we have big long shots, and we do have some big long shots, including Koepka to win, which is plus 700. We've got a soccer game. 2-1 has to be the final score between Portugal and Germany to hit that leg of the parlay, so that's a reach. But the basketball ones, Cakes likes the Hawks to win tonight, and I like Utah laying two. Talk about each of those games. Do you like those plays?
Well, first of all, your soccer thing, that European Cup's pretty good, but I got Le Bleu. France with Mbappe is going to win it all. So that's my pick there. I am watching soccer. Look, are the Sixers going to go down and wake up? They should. But you know what? I'm with you. I think the Hawks, Nate McMillan's done a great job. So I'm going to give you the Hawks. I'm taking the Hawks. I think John Collins is great. They have a great bench in Gallinari. Bogdanovich has been the best shooter in the league in the second half of the season. So I'm taking the Hawks. The Jazz, unless Mike Conley comes out and plays, they're wounded. I was in Utah. I was in Salt Lake the night they lost, limped in Game 4. I picked the Jazz to go to the finals when they had Mike Conley. Without Mike Conley, not enough pieces. I love Joe Ingles, but he looks like my grand. You know, he looks like my uncle. Joe Ingles looks like me. Me and Joe Ingles look like we could go out to Dublin or after the Nats game. You know, he's got a great game. He does, but I don't know. The Clippers really played well without Kawhi. What do you guys think about how the Clippers with Ballmer sitting there and Beverly and Mark and Morris?
Talented even without Kawhi, but it's like elimination game. I almost think psychologically, got 2-1. I could see the Clippers losing tonight, so that's why I took Utah laying two. And they also, Utah was 3-for-24 in the second half. They, of course, shoot a ton of threes. They were hot early. I understand that, but I don't think that there's going to be a repeat performance. I think Utah pulls it out.
Yeah, you know, they're at home, so they should. I just don't think the Sixers are going to run the road and win, so I'll give you that one. Germany's not what they used to be in soccer, so you could have Portugal. They got the big stars over there.
Hey, Jimmy, real quick, but you know, you mentioned Simmons and not working hard, and that's kind of what I've maintained with. Like, would you watch him as a coach? Right? Would you watch his stroke? Doesn't seem horrible. I don't understand why. You know, at least from the free throw line with a lot of these guys, and it kind of plays in line with Westbrook. I've always maintained, like, would those guys have decent mechanics? They're just not repping it out enough. In my opinion. But then
good question. No, excellent question.
Yeah.
Because is it mechanic? But they have Sam Cassell and Doc Rivers on the bench, so they know what they're doing, but something's wrong with Simmons. I just felt that Embiid loved the game and really took the next step. I thought Simmons, he just has that melancholy look, he played great against the Wizards when they didn't have Embiid. He played great that game, but that's one game. I haven't played the 4 or 5, but I don't know if I'd have in the game the last couple of minutes. 4-for-14. Something's clearly wrong. And usually, and I'm not picking on the guy, that comes down to how much work you put in. But, you know, hey, Beal's missed some shots at the free throw, and he's the best scorer in the league. This thing's happened.
Sure.
But something's going on there mentally. But Simmons hasn't taken 3-pointers in 3 years when the game has turned into a 3-point game. Like, you got to have to figure that one out real soon, or he can't be considered. And I don't have him as an all-NBA. I know he plays great D and all that, but I don't have a guy that can't make a free throw or a 3-pointer as an all-NBA player. I just can't do it. I love Embiid, but not him.
But when you were watching, I know we got to run here in a minute, but when you're, you know, you covering the Wizards, and I don't know how often you're there and you can see the guys working out, but I mean, does Westbrook work on his jumper as much as, say, Beal does?
I don't think Westbrook's a pure shooter. Look, this guy in high school wasn't even really recruited. Jordan Farmer doesn't go to the NBA. UCLA didn't have a scholarship. They weren't sure. Right. Long Beach State wanted him bad. Think about that.
Right.
So he wasn't some pure great player.
I understand. He makes his money driving.
He just wills himself into it. I think Westbrook just willed himself into a great player at UCLA, at OKC, and here.
Right.
Yeah. Can you change your total mechanics? I don't think so. But, you know, Westbrook's jumper, it's adequate. It's good. You better not leave him open. He'll make him in rhythm. He'll make threes off the catch in rhythms. But we're talking about a guy that doesn't even take them, you know, in Simmons, you know?
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it, buddy.
I will talk to you guys when we talk about our Maryland Terrapins going to the Sweet 16, possible Final Four this fall. So I look forward to that.
Oh, look at that.
You're optimistic.
Like the optimism.
All right. Like that. All right.
Love it.
All right.
See you guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Coach.
That's Jimmy Patsos, Odyssey NBA Insider now. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington.
Oh, my God. I'm just seeing a picture here of the Rays prospect Tyler Zombro. TMZ Sports just put it out there. I just retweeted it at EB Junkies. You want to give me a follow? Where he got hit by a line drive, and he had to have brain surgery, and it's freaking horrifying. Look at the image.
Oh,
case.
You actually see the brain.
Look at.
I want to see his brain.
It looks like hamburger. Yeah.
Well, I don't know that I see his brain, but I see his skull. You know, where they shaved his head and they drilled a hole in there. I think probably to relieve the pressure. They say when he, I won't even click. I'm not even going to click on the video where he got hit. But supposedly he was convulsing on the mound immediately.
Hamburger.
He threw a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Look at that, Cakes. Threw a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. It hit him on the head, and he was convulsing on the mound before they thought he might donk off. And then they have video of him trying to walk again and everything. He says he wants to pitch again. Man, you don't
that's
imagine?
That's what these guys know, man.
I know.
They're warriors.
So I guess he's thinking lightning's not going to strike twice. I'm not going to get cracked on the dome again.
Mm.
Cody, you used to pitch. You ever get hit in the head?
No, but it did terrify me. I did think about that all the time. Like
right.
getting hit.
Especially aluminum bats. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you pitched in college. So, yeah, you're pitching. I mean, aluminum bats are coming at you hard.
Yeah. And this guy, I think he's a local guy. He went to George Mason.
He did?
Yeah. Like a lot of my players that I coach with right now, they practice with him in the fall.
Dude, did you see a George Mason pitcher died? Yeah. The current pitcher. He had Tommy John surgery. And he died. He got a blood clot in the surgery. Oh, yeah. 99% sure he was on the roster in 21.
Such uplifting news.
Yeah, it's always.
Sorry,
this is
I'm always the dead guy.
This is always a downer, too, as I just clicked on TMZ Sports and I went down the list. And this would torture me for the rest of my life.
All right.
So the speedster, Henry Ruggs.
Yeah.
Great wide receiver. Well, I don't know. That's stretching it. Great wide receiver in college, maybe. Okay.
Now he's only been in the league for 1 year.
He's a rookie.
Yeah.
From Alabama.
Yep.
Had a perfect game in bowling up until the final roll. So he had a 290, right?
Yeah.
It's that last 10.
What do you have? So would he just missed one? Missed by one? Do you have, so what can you bowl? Did he bowl a 2?
He bowled a 299, I guess.
Can you bowl a 299?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know the scoring. But yeah, okay.
You have to have 12 strikes for the perfect game, right?
Right.
So if you had 10th strike, so 11th strike,
it? And he then finished, he got 9 on his last roll?
Says here he got a 299.
Oh, yeah, that's brutal. That means he left one dangling on that last roll.
I guess
roll.
He took a picture and he put 299 with one of those emojis, like sad face.
But don't guys bowl 300? Like, it's pretty common. Like, if you're a great bowler.
If it's you're not, a great bowler, but...
Yeah, but it's not like...
Who's to say Henry Ruggs is a great bowler?
Well, he's obviously very good.
What's more rare? Sick.
A 300 or a hole-in-one? If you're a great
I'd probably
bowler,
say the hole-in-one is more rare.
I think so, too.
I think rolling a 300 is butt hard, too.
Well, yeah.
Of course.
I think it's impossible unless you're good. You could luck box a hole-in-one.
I think even if you're at the top of your game, like you're the top bowler in the world, still tough to roll a 300.
Definitely. But I think one of the top bowlers have bowled 300s.
Yeah, of course. Tons of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no, the hole-in-one is more rare because even a pro, it's kind of lucky.
It's lucky.
Like this is just executing 12 perfect
Yeah, it's one
throws.
Lucky thing versus 12, but still the hole-in-one is still more rare.
It's got to be.
Hey, Drab, have you gotten your holes drilled in your bowling ball yet?
Oh, yeah, I got you a bowling ball.
I did. Yeah, of course I did.
Have you used it? No, because the pandemic hit.
The pandemic came.
You want to? I'm psyched to go bowling.
Yeah.
You want to celebrate COVID being over and go bowling?
Yeah, absolutely.
Psyched.
Yeah. I didn't realize that was Henry Ruggs who
I'm not that psyched, but if I went, I would definitely not stick this thumb
into
the thumb hole.
You bowl lefty.
Bowl lefty? No, I would just stick stick these fingers in and I would leave the thumb out.
Well,
just,
can you even
just
do
grass.
That? Would that even work?
It would not work.
I would sure
because
would.
The ball could fall out of your
So you're just gonna put the thumb on the outside?
I'll just hold the ball like this.
I will say I have some guys I've seen them, they don't even put their fingers
in
the hole.
They just do a spin, they do like a two hand.
Well, also two hands.
Yeah.
You go two hands.
Two
I've seen
hands.
Like legit bowlers on
I'm
ESPN.
4 years old and a bowl with two hands.
Takes, I've seen two. No, not between your legs.
Okay.
They do like legit pro bowlers.
I don't do two-handed. I don't do two-handed backhand in tennis. No two-handed bowling.
Too good for
no,
two
thank
hands.
You. Well, for me, two-handed backhand, that's for girls. Personally.
Well, call me a girl. I mean,
I'd love to see
I'm
your
sure
backhand.
Bjorn Borg was a girl.
I mean, my backhand's okay. It's better than my forehand right now. But I always came up, because I played tennis as a youngin, always thought two-hand backhand for the ladies.
No, that's just...
Andre
Agassi definitely had a two-hander.
Yeah, I mean, so many great players had two-handed backhands.
Hey, he's a Lendl guy, though. Lendl was a one-hander.
Yeah, right. I'm a Lendl guy. It's true.
Right.
It's very true.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page. We only did one story earlier. Entertainment page brought to you by Wave Soda. We all know Wave Soda's awesome. Super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners.
Yes.
Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES. You're going to get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
All right, we'll do the first story in a second, but I know Logan has been on hold for a while. He wants to chime in on line one there, Cody. Logan, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, boys? Good morning.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Hey. Hey, Evie, I want to run a quick bet idea by you and see if you're down.
All right.
I'm thinking if the Nats win the series this weekend against the Mets,
all right,
you have to do an entire show without using a computer. Not during the break, not during the show at all. No computer, going back.
That's such a weird. That's such a weird fetish by you.
Like, why would you even think of that? That's weird.
I'm kind of steamed up with the idea of you using paper, EB, to like do all your reads and like using paper, having making Valdez and Drab have to print out all the crap for you. I'm kind of steamed up.
All right, so hold on. So this is stemming from. I'm trying to figure out where this came in your brain. This is because I told you the story of years ago. I'd go to Cakes' house as a youngin and print out all the stories. Is that the idea?
Exactly.
So you just, like throwback
I just imagine
bits.
You with a. Go ahead. Yeah, I just imagine you with a folder, EB, and you're just walking in there, and you got all your reads, you got all your stats, got all your entertainment page stories on paper.
Well, you definitely and you wouldn't have those. Those that's definitely so, get that, printed
that
out
just
here.
Makes me so happy.
Yeah.
That just makes me.
Dravy, did you screen this call? I mean,
but it did, no, but I the other part of the intrigued. Weird part of the bet is so you're betting on the Nats, so you're telling Eric to bet on the Mets.
Yeah, but I would be.
Yes.
Why would I do that? I want the Nats to win.
Okay, all right. We can flip it.
He just wants it. He wants the sweat, huh?
He wants action.
Yeah. So if the Mets win, then I'll ship you $10. So or the other way around. So
you could either win $10. It's convoluted bet.
I'm very into the fact that Logan is a diehard, clearly,
yes,
of the show.
We do
I've never met Logan
that.
Before, but I love that he's steamed up about it. I love that he is spending an inordinate amount of time thinking about it.
It's a weird bet, but we appreciate it.
I don't even care. So I don't think I can do this bet. There's no attraction to me.
Yeah,
is this Valdez's buddy Logan Thomas?
No. Logan, what do you do for a living?
I wish.
Can we guess?
Let's guess.
How old are you?
He's 25 or less. I think he's Logan, in the 25 to 28 range.
I'm 24.
All right. I would have guessed that. So 24, what do you
have
think?
You've graduated college, I'm assuming.
Yes.
All right, so don't say anything else.
No, one more. Where did you go to school?
I went to school out in California.
It's very vague. It's a
like
big
to a
state.
Real school or junior college?
Yeah, I went to Pepperdine University.
Oh, it's a
Pepperdine
real school. That's a good one, too.
Silly.
It's a good
it's
one.
It's so nice.
Top of the line.
That's a good one. That's a good one. All right, so don't say anything else. Dravy, what do you think he does for a living? He spends an inordinate amount of time obsessing on this show, wants me to do the EP and everything. It was a paper.
Well, he's definitely in business. I think they have a good business school.
Okay.
I'm going to say he's a director of marketing.
Okay. He's 24. You think he's a director of marketing at 24?
Maybe he's all right. Fast track silly.
He's in marketing.
I'm going to also say business, but I'm going to go like IT consultant is my guess.
I'm going to say he's a loan officer.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say he underachiever sales guy. Just sales guy.
Cody?
General sales guy.
Somewhere in accounting.
Accounting? All right.
Okay.
All right. Logan, what do you do for a living?
Hey, always bet on Cody Betts. I'm going to count it.
Count it! Look at that. Wow. Let's ship the chips over to Cody.
Damn, do you know
Are
him,
you
Cody?
A CPA?
No, I don't know him.
I am,
CPA. Yeah.
Do you work for one of the big sillies? I can't name it, like Ernst & Young or PricewaterhouseCoopers?
I do, yes, sir.
Ah, very good.
So, honestly, when you're an accountant, is it really as boring as it sounds? Like you just crunch numbers all day long?
Yeah, pretty much. That's why I got to live through you boys. I gotta have these sweats right now just so I can think about that.
Well, here's a way you can have a sweat or you can contribute. Thank you for the call, Logan. Drabby, do you need to tell everyone? So, JP, I don't even know if JP's aware of this. We had a listener. Was JP here when we had the guy on the air?
Oh, the $10,000 guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a few weeks ago.
All right. He has the 10K. He's already started to bet.
It's good. In his account.
Valdez texted Drabby yesterday. Listen to this.
This is Matt Valdez.
That a listener felt bad for Valdez and said, if Drabby's worth 10K, you're worth at least 1,000 and one-upped him in one sense. He just Venmo'd Valdez $1,000.
Literally.
He just got $1,000. He doesn't have to gamble it. He doesn't have to bet it on his behalf. He doesn't have to do. He just gets to keep.
Why can't I say literally?
He had $1,000 literally fall from God.
I was a good candidate.
And I'm bitter.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. You got 10K, but you have to gamble.
You have
You're going
to lose
it.
You got to grind that money.
Here's what everyone keeps forgetting. I don't get to keep the $10,000.
You only get the winnings.
Next June. When I'm down, and I will be down.
Right. Yeah, you'll be down like 5K.
I'll have to give it back to him.
Personally, Drab, I know you're not going to do this because you're going to grind it. I'd make one $10,000 bet.
That's what I was about to say.
Disrespectful to the guy.
It's not disrespectful if you hit it.
No, but it's disrespectful to the guy. Yeah. That's callous with his money. That's disrespectful.
Yeah, but again, he's probably better.
He gave you that money. No strings attached.
He didn't see a better odds to hit one bet than do 100 bets.
But that's disrespectful because he's not a 10,000 a game player. He said sometimes he'll put 1,000, but he that's disrespectful.
All right, so make $1,000 bets.
Yeah,
well, because he's will, yeah. if he does nickel and dimes, he'll will end up losing over
time. The only way he'll win it is if he hits a 6-game parlay.
There are weeks,
that's the only way he'll be up.
Sometimes months, in fact, when I don't make
so,
a
bet. So good for Valdez.
He's
got $1,000 tip.
You're damn right it's good for him. What's Valdez and what's Drabby's Venmo? And then I'll give you mine. What's Valdez's Venmo?
I don't know his Venmo. I think it's Valdez Radio.
What's yours?
Drab T-shirt. That I know.
Yeah. You know your own Venmo, of course.
I'm going to give out mine. I'm going to just.
Hey, you never know when there's a wealthy benefactor. Well,
somebody might just give me a G. Cody, can you believe that? Cody, what's your Venmo? Give out your Venmo.
Mine is Cody-Shook.
Cody Shook. What's mine? Eric-Bickle-3, accepting all $1,000 donations.
Just money in the water
There's
so much.
There's Eric Bickles out there.
Dude, you'd be stunned how many Eric Bickles are muddying the waters. The good news is when you Google it or something, then, of course, the king comes
but
up.
But I'm guessing you're the leader in the clubhouse of hating how Louis Wustheis's name has been butchered.
Yes.
Right. All three Eric Bickles.
And those guys can't
Venmo.
Go by E.
No, they can't.
Valdez Radio.
Valdez Radio.
Yeah.
Eric-Bickle-3. Right now it has a paltry $58 in it.
Hey, I got to be honest with you. I'm feeling a little guilty. I put that caller through because he said he'd Venmo me $10.
I like your honesty.
Yeah, yeah.
That's got to be something.
Because I was like, what is your caller screening skill?
Are you that desperate?
You understand what you just did?
What?
You sacrificed the integrity of the show.
I know,
because you knew it was a stupid idea.
I know, it was so dumb.
Yeah, but you did it for $10.
I did it for $10, yeah.
All right, so that's where you know the loyalty for Drab lies.
Money grubber.
Well, he said he was going to pay $10.
Drabby will stab you in the back. We are in a vicious fight for ratings
right now.
There's
decent content. Logan gave us some content.
Because of our genius.
I thought you could make something of it.
Because of our genius, we did. Okay? But we are in the battle of our lives to get our old listeners back as everyone's walking around in their pajamas at home.
Right.
And you're putting on callers because they're bribing you that you know are terrible.
Well, he ended it with, and I'll throw $10 in for you for putting me through.
All right, you should Venmo us each $1.
Yeah. Ship it.
Right. Venmo us each $1.
Oh, everybody here gets $1.
Eric-Bickle-3.
All right,
Cakes,
cool.
What's your Venmo?
@John-Auville. Terrible.
JP?
I don't know. You type my name.
Oh, okay.
Comes
Eric-Bickle-3. I'm sites for $1,000 gift.
Of course you are.
It's unbelievable, Valdez. So jealous. All right, I didn't do any EP. Well, I can still have a few stories. One of them I know Cakes will be interested in.
What's the tease?
I love when you tease. One's going to be interesting.
No,
going to be lame.
Is it about Judas Priest?
Storage Wars.
Oh, I get signed.
Storage Wars.
Is it about Barry? Barry's still with us, right?
Murray? I hope so.
Come on, I hope he's
not
still with
Barry,
us.
Not about Barry, though. Not about Barry.
Hey, fellas, technically speaking, IT complexity sucks. But Software AG Government Solutions has the answer. They have a proven track record of modernizing complex and incompatible systems into simple, manageable, scalable IT enterprises. Trusted by the U.S. government and technology leaders, Software AG enables mission-critical solutions with the experience, reliability, and urgency that no one else has. Complex IT simplified. Learn more at softwareaggov.com. That's softwareaggov.com. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan, winding it down on a Friday. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Yes, correct.
And to us, our fathers all passed, but happy Father's Day in some ways to our pops.
You know, think about them. It's kind of trifling. I'm going to the beach this weekend, and I'll be there for a few days, so I'll be broadcasting from Bethany Beach. I'm driving on Father's Day. That's kind of hurting, don't you think? Father's Day, I should be chilling. I shouldn't be driving for 3 hours.
You're not farming that one out to Dina?
Hold on. Is it that hard to drive? I mean, you act like driving
but I feel
like
Father's
climbing
Day,
Mount Everest.
Can you imagine a scenario where your wife is driving, like, the family, let's say, somewhere on Mother's Day.
Well, if it's a vacation week.
Can you imagine that?
Well,
I'm thinking about it right now. It's kind of trifling, Jakes.
I would never even think of that.
Mostly the reason why I care, I don't really care. Most of the reason why I care is because it's U.S. Open week.
I knew you were going
there. And I can't believe I'm driving during. Now, luckily for me.
Don't you leave at like some ungodly hour, like 5 a.m. or something like
that's
that?
That's for the Outer Banks.
Okay.
But I could do it because I'm staying at a friend's spot, so I can check in whenever. Maybe we will do that.
I had a bad beat when I went to Outer Banks. I arrived like at 2:30, and I assumed that they would let me check in early at like 3.
Yeah.
They said, come back at 4. We might be able to check you in then.
Might
4
be able
to 5.
To?
Yeah, but then I just walked to the beach. It was okay, but still.
That would
usually
tilt
you want to usually when belief. You have like a car with bags, you just kind of want to get them in. Then you go to the beach.
Yeah. Let me just say this for the record. I have made $14 on Venmo since the commercial break.
You're going to grovel for more.
I'm sure I've made zero.
One guy said for fat winners. So have we given them fat winners?
No, we've given out nothing but losers over the weeks.
Another guy said, thanks for being a big silly. That's worth $1.
Okay.
And one guy said for being butt funny, $10.
Ah, 10 bucks. Very good.
Good for you.
Glad you made a whopping $14 during the break.
Yeah, I'm sized.
And he jones on me for bringing up money from time to time.
Yeah.
I will say I'm hopeful that there are some smoothies outside.
Well, JP, that dovetails perfectly into our Nats Smoothie Player of the Week, served up fresh every Friday by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Paolo Espino earned a win 15 years in the making on Wednesday. Espino made 342 appearances in the minors before getting his first career curly W as the Nationals swept the Pirates.
Nice.
So it's up to Ben Gamel. We'll see if he can escape the jam unscathed. Left-handed batter. First pitch. Swinging a ground ball right side. Three hopper to Garcia. He's up with it and throws to first in time for the out. Espino a little fist punch as he's able to get out of his first big jam here today.
That was our man Dave Jagler here on 106.7 The Fan. That was brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. They've partnered with the team to bring you the Nats Berry Crush Smoothie, a delicious blend of strawberries and cranberries. Order ahead online for carryout or try curbside pickup or delivery at participating DMV locations. Tropical Smoothie Cafe, the official smoothie of the Washington Nationals.
I'm a huge fan. It's not just because they're a sponsor. When I was in Outer Banks, I went to Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Yeah.
And I definitely got, EB probably would like it. I believe it was the BLT quesadillas.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
I don't really care about BLTs. I just liked that EBLT was sounded
okay.
good. Yeah. And so they could put that on the menu.
A BLT is a delicious sandwich. It's
I'm not
so
even
good.
A lover
Grilled
of the
cheese
BLT,
greater than
you
BLT.
Know what?
Not in my world, it's not. Maybe in yours.
I am a quesadilla guy.
Now, though. The weird thing is, I detest grilled cheese. I would never eat one myself, but I can make a pretty good grilled cheese at my house for my kids. I've done that before. I look at it, I go, that's gross, but my kids like it, and it's perfectly golden brown, butter on the outsides of the bread. It looks good, I guess, but I would never eat it.
Of course the butter's on the outside of the bread.
Yeah, but sometimes we put it on the inside, too.
Just well, you can do that. That's fine. But the cheese is on the inside. The
yeah,
butter's
so it's,
on
it's
the
a
outside.
Standard...
You're acting like you think you cracked the grilled
no.
cheese code.
I'm not saying that it's different than anybody else's grilled cheese.
Well, you did say that yours would be better.
This could be the grilled cheese cook-off. Though the last time we did one of those, I was royally ripped off.
Did we
in the
do,
peanut butter and jelly?
Peanut butter and jelly. I was the king. I was the winner.
Roundly. I had it stolen from me.
I believe I won the peanut butter jelly and the drink contest. You guys don't remember? My Appletini. Right?
I
win that?
I think you did with Awad's dad and Brett as the judges.
Yeah. Was that during the drinking show, the holiday show? Yeah.
I
remember my drink took 100 hours to
I'm officially the best chef on this show. But I make the best food and the best drinks.
A chef. A chef makes PB&Js?
Yeah.
Get out of here with that take.
By
Are
the
you
way,
kidding me?
Do you want the update on Storage Wars?
Sure.
Jared.
Jared, who's a doppelganger for our friend Bodie.
Yes.
Full-on doppelganger.
Jared, a.k.a. Bodie.
Yes.
Apparently roughed up his ex-wife, Brandy.
Oh, that's terrible
Now,
news.
He's denying it.
Okay.
But apparently they were out, shocker, boozing at a bar.
Right.
And she is accusing him of shoving her.
Not good.
He claims it didn't happen. But did you even know that Brandy and Jared were broken up?
How would I know that? I mean, in my world, they're still looking at storage lockers together.
I've never heard of either of them.
Dude, Storage Wars, great show.
Storage Wars is big, but
I'm anti-storage units, so I wouldn't be for that show.
I am too, but I only have fondness for the original cast. You had the big white redneck who would always wear tank tops and was always sunburned. Can't remember his name. Barry, the rich eccentric guy, the older dude. Of course, you had Brandy and Jared. And you also had Dave. Dave was kind of annoying.
Dave's very annoying.
He was the yup guy, right? Yeah. That was his bit.
Your tank top guy is Daryl Sheets, Gambler.
That's right.
Daryl and his son, his dumb son.
That's right.
Dumb Daryl.
Other brother Daryl.
Yeah, I never got into the later iterations of Storage Wars.
We used to have a guy named Daryl that was big into porn that worked at the radio station. Remember Daryl?
I mean, that's during the nighttime years. Yeah,
sure. That's going way back.
I didn't know he was into porn.
Oh, yeah, he was big into
Was that his nickname? I think porn might have been his nickname.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Full on radio. Radio Insiders.
Back in the day, they were in porn.
Radio Insiders.
I mean, we held a porno swap.
Radio Insiders.
All right, we got to get out of here. Everybody have a great weekend. B. Mitch and Finley, they're up next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.